Oh man. Shouts to everybody who's slowly coming in the channel. I appreciate everybody today. Shouts to the New York Knicks, man. 50-win season. Such a graceful season. And a lot happened to get to this point. What happened to get to this point? The Knicks had to trade all the kids, sadly. What else? Tom Thibodeau had to be hired. Leon Rose had to be hired. A lot of things had to happen to get to this point where the New York Knicks right now are about to face Philadelphia 76ers in the first round. And, you know, let's get right into it. You know, the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers head-to-head in the playoffs, all-time game log. And shout-outs to the land of basketball, you know, where I cited this information at. And once again, man, I appreciate everybody who's tuning in right now. The Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers have played 33 games in the playoffs with 12 victories for the Knicks and 21 for the 76ers. And, you know, that's the all-time game record for both teams against each other. In 1989, which was famously remembered by a lot of people, in 1989, and also in like 30, 40 minutes or whatever, or like an hour, I want you to come in with that conversation too, because I definitely want to talk about like the playoffs in full. Yeah. Huh? No. All right. So, with that said, obviously, that's my cousin. So, with that said, in 1989, the Eastern Conference first round, the New York Knicks played the Philadelphia 76ers. And that was the famous round where, after game three, the New York Knicks famously posed with a broom. And and posing with a broom, that's the type of shit I like, right? Because that shows that your team got confidence, right? And also, the Knicks need to be brash. And when I say brash, you know, you see these guys coming out in damn near every other game, and these guys got on goddamn black hoodies. That's the type of vibe I like by OG and Jalen Brunson, who started off that trend. You know, the brooms coming out. And shout-outs to Mark Jackson. He was a part of that sweep. But when them brooms come out, man, that's what you like to see. And that's the confidence in the team, right? Although the Knicks didn't get to the finals that year, you know, we swept Philly, respectfully. And the 1983 Eastern Conference semifinals, the New York Knicks got swept by the Philadelphia 76ers. So we actually repaid them a debt that they owed, right? Before that, it was the 1978 playoffs. And salute, D-Block. I appreciate you tuning in right now, man. Shout-outs to you, D-Block. Appreciate you tuning in. And the 1978 Eastern Conference semifinals, the New York Knicks played the Philadelphia 76ers, and we got swept again in 1978. 1968, we played Philadelphia in the playoffs, and Philadelphia actually won 4-2. So it's a lot of history in the playoffs back then between the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, right? And what they also count with the Philadelphia 76ers, since they was transferred, you know, these guys wasn't in the NBA at the time. In 1959, it was the New York Knicks versus the Syracuse Nationals, and we lost that playoff series. We also lost that playoff series again by getting swept in 1954. And 1952, we actually won a series versus the Syracuse Nationals, the team that was replaced for the Philadelphia 76ers, 3-1. So, it, a lot of history there back then, but now it's a new time. And you watch the Philadelphia 76ers, they defeat the Miami Heat. And I'm watching Joel Embiid. And, you know, shout out to Joel Embiid. And matter of fact, let me add a next screen right to the stage. So shout out to Joel Embiid. What I want to do here, let's go to Stat Moose real quick. Shout outs to Stat Moose and shout outs to Anchor app as well. But Joel Embiid versus the Knicks. Right. So Joel Embiid in his career, as you can see on the screen, Joel Embiid has averaged 25.5 points per game, 10.7 rebounds per game, and 2.9 assists in 19 games versus the Knicks in his career. For the Knicks to beat Philadelphia 76ers, we're going to have to find a way to combat this, right? So Joel Embiid, who we got to go against Joel Embiid? You got Mitchell Robinson and you got Isaiah Hartenstein, right? And Mitchell Robinson, he's going to be – he has to be huge in versus the Philadelphia 76ers. And as you can see right here, you know, Mitchell Robinson, he averaged 7.2 rebounds, 6.6 assists, 1.9 blocks in 13 games versus the Philadelphia 76ers. He's a guy I'm looking at. I'm straight looking at Mitchell Robinson. Because when you're Mitchell Robinson and you're a guy who you just come back from injury, I'm watching him in these recent games. He's helped us win a couple of games, you know, not with his offense, but with his defense and his offensive rebounding. But specifically this playoff series, he's going to have to play stout defense on Embiid. I implore him to use all his fucking fouls. Use all of them. Don't save no fouls, bro. It's no point. You need to play tough versus Embiid every single game, every time you go into the fucking basketball game. Every single fucking time. Right? And Embiid, and shouts to iHeart too, because iHeart says something interesting today. And iHeart was talking about Joel Embiid and him being a foul baiter, right? And that's what you want to see from iHeart. It's talking about Joel Embiid and Joel Embiid being a foul baiter because you want to work the refs. I think when you work the refs before a playoff series, that's and I read this somewhere, honestly. Shout out to whatever fucking person that I got this from. But that's some Phil Jackson, old Pat Riley. You know, that's a page out of their book. You get what I'm saying? Work the refs before the playoff series. We already know Embiid is a huge foul baiter. Huge. I hate Embiid's game. I'm not gonna hold you up. And I think he's soft. So shout outs to iHeart for that nugget on Joel Embiid. I'm actually trying to pull it up, matter of fact, since we're talking about what iHeart said about Joel Embiid when it comes to fouls. But iHeart is definitely right. Joel Embiid is a guy, he gets a lot of foul calls called his way. And, you know, I'm hoping that the New York Knicks, they play sound basketball and they don't go for these stupid ass pump fakes that Joel Embiid has. They don't go for the dumb shit that he do. Also, stay on your feet. So iHeart, another thing about iHeart, and iHeart needs to watch this specifically. He needs to score. He needs to be aggressive. And with iHeart being aggressive, iHeart now is able to catch Embiid off his game. Because Embiid, you're noticing he's backpedaling and he's playing backdrop coverage the whole game yesterday. And since he's playing drop coverage, I'm like, okay. If he can't come out to the perimeter, why not make iHeart a threat? If you make iHeart a threat, once you make him a threat, I think it's easier to beat these guys. I think it's easier to beat these guys with all honesty. You put iHeart near the foul line, right? And you have iHeart operate at the near the foul line. You have Joel Embiid come up. You make sure Joel Embiid is a guy who's in every play. This man is not 100% healthy. He's not even 80% healthy. To be honest, the way he played, I don't even think he's 70% healthy. I think he's about 65%. So since he's 65% healthy, right, and he's a guy where you're like, oh, shit, he's hurt. Let's keep putting this guy in actions. And when you put this guy in actions, now he got to really come play basketball. So let's play this little clip from iHeart. Shouts to iHeart, man. iHeart, the big German That's my guy, man. Iheart has been integral to the Knicks' progress this season. But let's listen to what Iheart had to say about Joel Embiid.
Just making him uncomfortable. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we do a good job of showing a shell. So a lot of guys kind of loaded up. The main thing is just he's going to seek fouls. And so I think that's the main thing. Through fouls, he'll get his little breaks, easy free throws. So that's probably the main focus is not really letting him to the line and kind of going from there. I mean, it's a mixture of things. Keeping your hands back. Knowing that at the end of the day, it's the MVP, so he's going to get some calls that maybe don't go in your favor. But at the end of the day, it's really just doing your job, playing team defense, and again, trying to don't really put your hands in because he's going to try to get it in him. But also smart from him. I mean, why not use it? I'm not saying it's bad. If he's smart enough to do it. In a week.
Shouts to iHeart, man. Shouts to iHeart. That's stuff I want to hear. That's stuff I want to hear, man. iHeart said everything I need to hear when it comes to Gardner and Joel Embiid. Hopefully, Mitchell Robinson is running on the same accord. Mitchell Robinson, he's a guy. He's very important to this playoff series. Another guy that I think is very important to this playoff series. And, you know, a lot of Knicks fans, they've been getting on me about this guy recently, OG Anunoby. And when you got a guy like OG Anunoby, who's a career 11-point-per-game scorer, you know, I feel like in this series specifically, we need him to be very aggressive with the basketball. When he's aggressive with the basketball, I feel like – it will make the game easier for Brunson, make the game easier for Dante DiVincenzo, and it will also justify to certain, it's a certain group of Knicks fans, like, why the fuck you trade Quickly and RJ Barrett for this guy? It'll justify to them, like, hey, you could shut the fuck up and fan, and this was a great trade. He's a hell of a defender, but he's also a low-key scorer, and that's something I would like to see in the playoffs, and I think he needs to be aggressive, especially when we got Tobias Harris guarding. Who? Tobias Harris, Buddy Hill, Kelly Oubre, dog. But if that's your perimeter defense, Tyrese Maxey, if that's your perimeter defense, then I need a lot more from OG Anunoby. The only reason why I call him soft, honestly, is because of the injury. And I just feel like he's just not being aggressive enough with no Julius Randle out. That's the only reason why. Anything else? Hey, defensively, he's a dog. He's a monster. Offensively, I need him to score now. Especially when you got a guy like Jalen Brunson who's out. And when you got Jalen Brunson out, you absolutely need OG Anunoby to be that aggressive scorer. You need it. You need it. You need it. And shout out to my guy OG. Let me add this to the stage, right? So OG was talking here. And let's hear from OG, man.
Well, what's your emotion like getting ready to play a game?
Oh, excited. You know, I've heard everyone tells me about how crazy it's going to be. And I used to watch their games, like, growing up. And then even last couple of years, been watching their home games. So it's been crazy. So it'll be pretty cool to experience it firsthand.
Well, what's your emotion like?
Simple, short. Answer right to the point. That's what I need from OG. Right to the point. Right to the point, man. Shout out to OG Anunoby. He's been such a good player for the New York Knicks. But I want him to just solidify himself in New York Knicks history, man. He could solidify himself in New York history with, you know, getting us to the Eastern Conference Finals. Or maybe getting us to the finals, man. Also, shout out to Tom Thibodeau, man. He coached a great season. You know, that's regular shit for him. I feel like giving Tom Thibodeau props on a regular season, I feel like that's just me eating a chopped cheese. Tom Thibodeau is, we known this man was going to be a regular season merchant. He's a winner. I will never take that from Tom Thibodeau. When you take Tom Thibodeau, the winning trait from him, I feel like you're not giving this coach specifically enough props. OG Anunoby, he's one of those guys, man. I'm locked in on OG Anunoby. Shout out to Josh Hart too. Josh Hart, he's been playing well. He's another guy. I need him to be very, very aggressive. Very aggressive, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, I think Josh Hart is there. I'm not too concerned about Josh Hart defensively, which is crazy for me to say. Undersized guard, you know, but still plays hard on defense, and he's an excellent rebounder. I think he's one of the best rebounders in the NBA low-key. And when you're one of the best rebounders in the NBA low-key, that's kind of special. Right. Shout out to the Roommates podcast. Right. So I asked the Roommates podcast a random question, you know, just random, you know, I'm just in my crib and I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's see if these dudes going to reply to me back or show some love. So I shot them a question. So shout out to my guy, Jalen Iverson. who actually answered the question, and then Tracy Morgan, he tuned in a little bit. Shout out to Tracy Morgan, man. I appreciate y'all for showing us love and actually showing Knicks Twitter that you actually fucking read tweets. They read tweets. We gonna stop this. They don't know who they read tweets. But shout out to Jalen Iverson, man. Appreciate this. But let's listen to what they asked. Man. I asked them if they was coming back to Dykeman.
More like state, when you coming back to Dykeman?
Oh, we was there.
We were there.
Yeah, we was there. We was in Rutgers. We was in Dykeman.
That was there this summer?
It was not last summer, but first summer here.
Yeah, I brought my daughter with me, and Jalen was there.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. When y'all going back?
Whenever you coming with.
Or whatever. We gotta ask about the
I sent my KD. Limo out here to get you. I sent my limo. I had my Rover, right?
Yeah, we up. Let's do it,
Josh. Yeah, Josh.
And let's go get some food. Spoonies. I got a restaurant.
Spoonies, we gotta hit that up.
I think we should go into business and open up something.
What's up?
I'm with it, man. I don't want show business acting to be my only income. I'm trying to get into something. I go back and forth to Italy for the Ferrari. I'm tight with the Ferrari family.
We're looking for
eight Ferraris.
We're looking for a co-host on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting kicked out. Yeah,
man, if I come on this show with y'all, I'm dope.
We gotta kick him out.
I'm out.
No, he ain't out.
Yo, shout. Shout out to the Roommates podcast, man. Shout out to the Roommates podcast, man. I appreciate that, man. Cause that tells me, man, they reading tweets. They reading tweets. And y'all know Knicks fans going at players. We going to add him. Shouts to King D. D's, I see you in here. Listen, on Twitter, I left y'all a whole link. Anybody could join right now. I don't give a shit who joins. That's the reason why I left the link on Twitter. That's the reason why. Because I'm like, all right, cool. You know what? You know, it's one of those nights where, you know, I'm just shooting the shit. But I want to make sure that people always see that I'm trying to work. I'm trying to work always. But shout out to Roommates Podcast, man. That was love, man. That was definitely love. Another thing I wanted to get into, shout out to Josh Hart, you know, talking about him and his matchup, you know, Buddy Hill, Kelly Oubre, Tobias Harris. We got to make sure we neutralize those guys. If we neutralize those guys, we could easily sweep Philly. Easily sweep Philly. We got to neutralize them, though. You can't let these motherfuckers score. You can't let Kelly Oubre, Tobias Harris, motherfucking Buddy Hill, Tyrese Maxey. Don't let them get comfortable. Let the mother niggas get comfortable. Let Embiid get comfortable. Embiid can score 50 for all I care. But I know he not. I know he not. We got the big German. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that. We got the big German. We got the big German. I don't give a fuck about that. But Embiid, he can score. You let him score all day. Let him get one-on-one all game. Let him get the one-on-one matchup. Let iHeart guard him one-on-one. Let Mitch guard him one-on-one. He make a three, so be it. Let him settle for jumpers. Don't let him get in that paint. Don't let he get an elbow. Give him an elbow or something. Rough him up. Rough him up. Do something. Punch him in the face. Do something. We got to get that New York grit, that New York toughness in here. We got to do something. The mother dudes, you neutralize those dudes, the Knicks could sweep Philly. We already destroyed Philly a couple of times this season. We beat Philly so bad one game. I was in my mom's crib. I literally just started watching Toy Story 2 with my nephew. I said, this game is a waste of my time. Why am I? And I had the game on my phone watching Toy Story with my nephew on TV. I'm laughing with him. Ha ha ha. Look at Zurg. Look, he fighting Buzz Lightyear. I'm laughing with him and shit. You know, I'm laughing with him. You know, he cool. I'm laughing with my nephew. While the Knicks is punching Philly in their mouth by 30. Pause. So once those Philly guys, man, I feel like if the Knicks beat them, you gotta beat them game one. You gotta beat them game one. Game one is a must win. Must win. You can't let Philly get game one. You can't. You can't. You can't let them get. You let Philly get game one, the Knicks gonna lose the series. That's what we need, some fucking motion. You let them win game one, we're going to lose the fucking series. We can't let them fucking win game one. We can't let them fucking win game one. If you got to throw in Alec Burks out there, throw his ass out there, that fucking bum. He trash. Basura. Garbage. Pork ass. You ever watch Cow and Chicken when they eat pork butts? That's what he is, pork butts. He is so bad. He is, oh my God, Alec Burks is so bad. Oh my God, let me put this on the screen real quick. Because people think, when I talk about Alec Burks, right, and how garbage this guy is. When you're shooting 30.7% from the field, you know, you are garbage. But at the same time, Nick fans, it's wartime. And the soldier who machine gun always jammed, we might have to depend on him. So if he come into a playoff game, you better fucking play like 99 cent James Harden, motherfucker. You better. You fucking better. And the only way I want to see Alec Burks is if Deuce McBride playing like pure garbage. Because playoffs, I need to win. I ain't trying to lose. I'll play Brunson 48 minutes if I got to. 48. I'll play Brunson 48 minutes if I have to. With no Randle? Please. The sign of any player showing weakness in a playoff game, I'm immediately subbing their ass. The fuck out the game, big bro. Fuck out, big bro. Fuck you doing, family. Any player, that man, like, man, when it come to playoff basketball, and people be like, you know, state, why do people just Why are they so confident in their team during playoff basketball? When you're a Knicks fan, it's a different type of vibe come playoff basketball. I was having a conversation with my bro Mike today. Shout out to Mike Unseen, man. You probably have never seen him, but you probably will always see him on the merch. You probably will always see him. Probably see him right there. You're gonna see him somewhere. Shout out to Harlem, man. Foster Project. Shout out to everybody, man, tuning in, man. Shouts to everybody. Does Shot create? Let me go to this chat question real quick before I get into my other fucking point. Does Shot creation concern you when Brunson is out of the game? It do. That's the reason why I brought up Alec Burks first. And it's 30% from the field. Matter of fact, let's look at this bullshit again. I can't believe Nick fans wanted this man back on the squad. Pure garbage. But if you're trying to win a playoff series and Deuce McBride is not giving you shot creation, and this goes to the next guy, Bojan. Shout outs to Bojan. Bojan, I think, is kind of different from Alec Burks because Bojan plays within himself, right? I don't think Bojan really, he don't try to do too much, right? And for the Knicks, matter of fact, let me share this screen with y'all. So for the Knicks, shout out to Bojan Bogdanovic. He's currently averaging 10.4 points per game, 2.0 rebounds, 0.9 assists in 29 games for his Knicks career. 19.2 minutes per game, 10.4 points per game, right? 2 rebounds, 0.9 assists. But with Bojan, this is my only concern from him. Defensively, can you at least try? Just try. You don't got to do much. Try. That's all. Just try to be in your spot. Play tough. Play tough. That's all I'm at. Play tough. I don't give a fuck if they go past you. Trip they ass. You playing in New York now. You're not in Utah. You're not in Detroit, brother. You're not, brother. Stop that bullshit on defense. You better trip them motherfuckers. It's New York. We got to win by any means necessary. Shooting 43% from the field, 37% from three, 80% from the free throw line. He's been playing better as of late. I just don't want Bojan with the basketball in his hands. And if he has the basketball in his hands, I want him in an immediate action. Immediate. Tibbs, you run a triangle offense. Get that man coming off a cut or something, baby. Get him off that split action, man. Get him off that. You see how Jalen Brunson on one play with iHeart, he had the option to dump it off to OG Anunoby, but then he gave it to Jalen Brunson in the fucking corner. You need to give me that, brother. I need that with Bojan. He's been playing well, though. Shouts to Bojan Bogdanovic, man. He's playing within himself. But he's another guy, man. We're going to have to depend on you. This little 10.4 points per game, you're going to have to bump that up to about 15 in the playoffs. He's going to have to. Motion. I don't want to hear nothing less. He's going to have to. I can't have Jalen. That shit that Jalen Brunson. Shout out to Jalen Brunson and his Tribune article. Such a beautiful article. Nick fans, if you haven't gone and read Jalen Brunson's Tribune article, first of all, it's free, right? That's a lot of people when you trying to sell something of substance and you trying to fucking tell me, hey man, you know we got to pay for this. Motherfuckers don't be wanting to pay and shit. Fuck that. But let me share the screen with y'all when it comes to Jalen Brunson's article. Right here, shout out to my guy Jalen Brunson, man. Jalen Iverson wrote a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tribune article to New York Knicks fans. And, you know, just talking about his journey to the New York Knicks. And one of the things, you know, that stood out to me, and shout out to Nathaniel S. Butler, NBAB. Getty Images, to my New York family. You know, I'm citing the Players Tribune New York, Jalen Brunson, New York Knicks starting point guard. The one thing that stuck out to me, you know, just reading this beautiful article, he said here, and we're not letting up. We're taking that culture, the grit we know we have, the hunger and the desire to win to the playoffs. We're doing it our way. We have a great opportunity in front of us. One thing about last year that has stuck with me is this moment in game 6 in Miami when I turned the ball over at a crucial possession of the game. Even with all the positives of last season, it's moments like that you remember forever because you had the opportunity and you let it slip away. I could still picture it in my mind. So as we lock in, one thing I'm focused on is attention to detail. That's the message in our locker room, having the mindset that every little thing matters. I know it seems like something very cliche to say, but when you're in the playoffs, one possession, a mental error, a tiniest mistake could cost you. That paragraph right there, single-handedly, when it comes to for me and Jalen Brunson, I say, all right, yeah, he's certified, because he understands. That's a tough moment right there in game 6. If you're a Knicks fan, you know what that game 6 was about, man. That was tough, man. That was a tough moment to watch. And the fact that his pictures out there, and shouts to Papa Left, my guy Papa Left, he always used to share those pictures, you know, of Brunson not passing the ball to Josh Hart on that last play. The fact that Brunson wrote about it a year later tells me he understands the assignment. As long as you understand the assignment of being a Knicks fan and being, you know, being a Knicks fan and understanding, you know, no, not even being a Knicks fan, being a Knicks basketball player, the starting point guard of the New York Knicks, and you understand the assignment that, yo, we got to keep moving forward, but think about those things that happened in the past and let that shape you into the man you are today. And just watching Jalen Brunson, it's been a special, special season. One of the best seasons I've ever seen from a point guard in NBA history. I watched the whole Stephen Curry 2015 season. I just feel like for me with Jalen Brunson, this is a young man who literally had to battle injuries all season. I think that's one of the main things. When you're battling injuries all season from your teammates, right? He battled an injury himself, and he still managed to produce. You still managed to win more games than last season. You still managed to have a better season than last season. Even last season, he should have been an all-star. Finally, this season, he gets recognized as an all-star. It's fun shit to see, man. It's fun shit to see, man. Shout out to the 264 people that's in here right now, man. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for the love, man. But it's great to fucking see. Brunson understands the fucking assignment. And if anybody, if you want to join, I left the StreamYard link in the fucking chat if you want to join me before I leave here today. But that's the type of shit I want to see. Yo, Cuzzo. You know, that's the shit I like to see, man. Pat Claudio in here. Shouts to Patrick Claudio, man. May I please get one more of these, my brother?
One more of those?
Yes, please. Thank you, sir. You know, shout out to my guy Patrick Claudio and my cousin. I'm gonna have my cousin come in here. We definitely gonna talk about the playoffs as a whole because he was having a conversation with my other cousin on the cell phone, and I'm definitely intrigued what he has to say. And I will be having a live stream with my cousins and my younger brother soon. And we're going to be talking about the family business and talking about where a lot of us started, everybody's journey, what we've been doing and what we planning on doing next. But I'm going to definitely have that family episode come out soon too. Once again, man, you know, Patrick Claudio, what's good, young man? I'm pushing the Isaiah Gasol agenda. I can't do that yet. I join you in sniffing company man coat if the Knicks beat Philly. I join you. I join you. I'll be one of the leaders. Shouts to Kevin, who's in the chat right now, man. Hunted. Yo, I appreciate you, Kev, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate you for joining in. Yo, man, I sniffed that company, man, Coke with you, brother. I would. I definitely would. Isaiah Hartenstein, man, you got to play out your fucking mind in order to fucking get to the finals. This team, I compare this team to the 2001 76ers. So let's go to some of the players, right, who was on the 2001 76ers during that finals run, right? And one of the players that, you know, I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to do on the share screen, because I'm just trying to, yeah, what's good? What's good, King? What's good, King? What's up, playoff? I see you. What's up, man? You fucking with me, man? I appreciate everybody who tuning in. Matter of fact, I'm so wicked right now. I got on, you know, shout outs to Breonna Stewart, man, New York legend. And I got two other legends that's on this hoodie as well. But I wrote a nice Substack article on Breonna Stewart that I'm very proud of. Her record is impeccable in New York. Impeccable. Impeccable, Breonna Stewart. Shout out to the Lady Liberty. Can't wait for them to get to the finals this year. Can't wait for them to win it all this year. I'm definitely going to have some Lady Liberty merch up soon. I'm definitely going to have that up soon. We definitely going to have that up soon. And shout out to the 280 people that's in here right now. Appreciate y'all, man. This is love right now. But back to the conversation at hand, man. Shout out to Playoff Reed, man. Let's Dikembe Mutombo. The man averaged 14, 3.1 blocks in 23 games in 2001 playoffs. Isaiah Hartenstein, big dog. What's up, big dog? Yo, Mitchell Robinson, what's up, big dog? Matter of fact, let me show this to the people that's tuning in again. Dikembe Mutombo in the 2001 playoffs, because this is the team I compare the Knicks to. This is why I compare them to, right? This is spectacular stats by Dikembe Mutombo. He was picked up off the scrap heap after Theo Ratliff suffered an injury, and he still could produce this. Iverson had help. A lot of help. A lot of help. He had a lot of fucking help. Shouts to Uncle Joe, top of the top, King. Keep on grinding and making history. Y'all appreciate you. Appreciate you, Uncle Joe. Appreciate you. Yeah, I'm itching for Saturday. Saturday. Yo, my palms. My palms, bro. Mutombo averaging 14 and 14. Who the fuck on the Knicks going to give me 14 and 14 with three blocks? I Heart, Mitchell Robinson, I'm challenging you motherfuckers. Right? Let's continue. A guy who I love talking about, you know, a guy who I love talking about. Shouts to Aaron McKee, man. Shouts to Aaron McKee, man. Shouts to Aaron McKee. Listen, man, Aaron McKee, he was on that bullshit, man. 15-5-5, right?
Shooting 42% from three in the playoffs.
42% from the field. Okay, cool. Back in those times, 01, that was acceptable. 42%
from three, though.
The man was hot fire. 79% from the free throw line. The man was hot fire. Shouts to Aaron McKee. Listen, man. Somebody got to fucking play their minds out, bro. Somebody. Aaron McKee was on that sniff during those playoff, during that playoff run. Somebody got to play their fucking mind out, bro. Is it going to be Deuce McBride? Big Paza, Dante DiVincenzo? What we doing? What we doing? Somebody got to give me an epic playoff performance. It can't be Jalen Brunson. I'm not asking Jalen Brunson to do shit these playoffs. Fuck that. I'm challenging the motherfuckers. He did his. I seen him in game six by himself. No way I'm asking him to. No. Whatever Brunson gives me, it's a luxury at this point. What is you other motherfuckers going to do? That's the most interesting for me. You see these Aaron McKee numbers? Let me bring this up one more time. 15-5-5, 23 games in the 2001 playoffs. Right? Now, a person who we love, Allen Iverson and Jalen Brunson. I love Jalen Brunson, man. Shout out to Sumi Sav, man. Sav, man, I appreciate you, man. Shout out to Nothing But Knicks Podcast. Shout out to fucking, well, hold on. Before I even come to Allen Iverson numbers, man, Nothing But Knicks Podcast, Guard Up Knicks Podcast. Who the fuck else you got? You got Knicks Film School. You got Knicks Wall. You got The Recap. You got Jay from the East and they podcast. You got Still Knick Fans. You, man, it's so many. You got Guard Up Knicks. What, like, yo, it's so many. It's so many podcasts, Knick podcasts that's out right now, right? And I appreciate Locked On Knicks, right? I appreciate everybody who's doing fucking Knick podcasts right now because, yo, man, we on an up and up. But the one thing I pride myself on, and you know, this is what anybody should pride themselves on is when you have been doing this for years, when you've been doing it for years and years and years and years and years, it's like, oh, okay, you getting to that point. So shout out to, you know, Feedspot, you know, Feedspot always got me. Feedspot always got me one or two. Always. I love Feedspot. Feedspot, they generate like all your clicks and everything. And with Feedspot, they show a lot of podcasts, right? Look, let's scroll down a list. Shout out to Jonathan Macri. You know, Knicks Film School, they always fight. I'm always fighting with these guys. Shout out to Jonathan Macri, man. Second, you got State of New York Knicks, man. And then third is Knick Fan TV. Fourth, Big Knick Energy Podcast. Fifth, Locked On Knicks, the New York Knicks Show. You got Hard Knicks Life Podcast. Shout out to those guys. Long Suffering. Shout out to those guys. Big Apple Buckets, the Knicks Wall. You got Posting and Toasting, et cetera, et cetera. Die Hard Knicks Podcast. You got so many. I already shout out Nothing But Knicks. You got CP the Franchise. It's just so many Knick podcasts out. So many. Seeing me number two and not number one angers me. That means I got to put out more shit. Because I was number one for the first. I need to put out more. I like that. I don't want to see me number two. I don't like seeing myself. We got to put out even more. But back to the Knicks, though. And you got, you know, Dante DiVincenzo and these guys. You got these matchups. Precious Achiuwa, he's another guy, too, that's going to have to come off the bench. And he's going to have to produce in certain spots. I don't know if he's going to be in the regular rotation. But I think in this specific series, you might have to play him as well. Another person I would like to see in the rotation, just for spot minutes, if certain guys is tired, Jericho Sims. Jericho Sims, everybody's important for this playoff run. Everybody. And I fucking hate Alec Burks fucking guts. But he's so important if Deuce is not playing well. Super important. Super. Shout out to 315 people in here, too. Appreciate y'all. If you got a question in the chat, you can shoot it right in the chat. I don't give a shit. I'll answer your fucking question. But that, you know, whole Knicks versus Philly thing. What else is on my mind when it comes to Knicks versus Philly? The chess match between Tom Thibodeau and your guy, Nick Nurse. Will Tom Thibodeau outcoach Nick Nurse? So as a Knick fan, I was scared of Eric Spoelstra. I didn't want no smoke. No smoke. None whatsoever. And what I tell Knick fans when it comes to I don't want no smoke, shout out to the Miami Heat, and they fought a tough game. You never want to talk down to your competitors, right? You never want to really talk down. What you want to do is always show respect. When you show respect, I feel like the NBA gods will always, you know, have your team, in good standings. Like, the NBA gods will never, ever disrespect you, right? So, you know, this dumbass account, when you have certain dumbass accounts and people post certain dumb shit, and I'm going to give y'all, like, a nice example of this. When you post certain dumb shit, it's like, yo, why would you even post that? Huh? Like, what was the fucking point? What was the fucking point? I keep getting this fucking stupid-ass Mark Jackson burner dumb shit, and I'm trying to get off of that certain bookmark. But I got a tweet from a Miami fucking Heat fan, and the Miami Heat fans, yo, they're talking mad shit, talking, just yapping. So, matter of fact, I'll just have to share it like that. So, the Miami Heat fan, looks like the Knicks on Saturday, then hunting season versus Indiana. You got Mark Jackson, this fucking stupid-ass burner. Joel Embiid, when he sees Isaiah Hartenstein guarding him. When you talk a lot of shit like this, you need to back it up. You need to back that shit up. Back it up. Knick fans ain't worried about none of you Heat dummies. You don't see no Knick content creator sharing certain shit about the fucking Miami Heat fan base. We don't give a fuck about you dudes, man. Pat Riley been a thief. He been a vulture. He ran his ass to Miami. Because the Knicks, you know, both people was at fault. Both people. I'm not going to absolve the Knicks of letting Pat Riley go. But he ran to Miami. Fuck him. A true New Yorker, you stay through, man, thick and thin, man. You don't let nobody move you off your pivot. You don't go to no fucking Miami, big bruh. And then in 1997, you had the nerve to send, you know, who the fuck is, matter of fact, I gotta share this shit, man. Cause you don't do this, man. You don't do this, man. 1997, you know, you got these guys who literally ruined the Knicks' playoff chances. Literally. And how do you ruin the Knicks' playoff chances? Pat Riley leaves the Knicks because the Knicks wouldn't give him a lot of power. They wouldn't give him majority stake in the New York Knicks. They wouldn't give him a lot. And, you know, Pat Riley was like on his, you know, fuck this shit, man. Look at this egregious shit, man. Look at this egregious shit, man. And Pat Riley, what he does, and I guess this is just some of the fucking highlights from the 1997 playoffs. And these guys, I don't give a shit about the highlights. I want to see when these dudes fight. And when these dudes fight, that's what I want to see. So let's skip this part right here, right? Now they're showing the fight. So look at this. Look, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this, man? What the fuck is this, man? This ruined the whole Knicks play. This ruined the whole finals trip, bro. This is what Pat Riley did, man. This is what, and the Knicks players all got suspended because of this dumb shit, man. Look at fucking John Starks, man. Look at this. It's fucking disgusting, man. It's fucking disgusting. I have no love for Miami. None. And the fact that a Miami Heat player
literally, and this is not a lie what I'm about to say, literally ended Randle's season. Literally, fuck them, motherfuckers. I will never respect the Miami Heat, ever. That shit crazy how they ended Randle's season. And granted, Randle, he should have, I'm not putting nobody at fault at that shit no more, man. Because I don't want to bring up that stupid ass, you know, bad juju, bad vibe and shit like that. I don't want to do that. But the fact that you ended this man's season, it's hard, man. And I want to share another clip. First of all, I want to shout out Mama Randle, man. Shout out to Mama Randle and the whole Randle family, man. Such wonderful people. Mama Randle, she wrote me, the day after my pops passed away, the same day that my pops passed away, Julius Randle got hurt that same day. And his season was done when he got hurt. And having all of that happen to me, like all in the same day, is kind of like devastating for me. Because now, you know, my pops passed away in Ghana. RIP dad, you see, I always try to keep his picture in the live streams. But then to have that and have Julius Randle get season and then shoulder surgery on the same day. And you're a Knicks fan. You're a diehard Knicks fan. That shit is tough, bro. Because I'm thinking the Knicks is a first-round exit. Soon as he's done. I'm like, the season's done, bro. Fuck this season. We not winning shit without that man. And then you got Jalen Iverson who just says, nah, fuck that state. You good. Don't worry about the culture. We don't got to worry about the culture. We good. You don't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to hold it down while Randle's hurt. And shout out to this nice video that the New York Knicks played. And you got Randle's mom actually talking in the background. It's so beautiful to me that she was speaking. It's a God talking woman. Reminds me of my mom's too. Because my mom's has a fucking neighbor. And real quick before I play this video, my mom's got a fucking neighbor. Right. And I asked my moms one day, yo, cousin, what's up? You forgot about me? I asked my moms one day, hey, mom, why the fuck you keep giving your neighbor food? Like, why you keep giving your neighbor food? Like, I asked her one day, like, real talk. Like, I asked my moms one day, and if anybody want to join, mind you, the link is in the chat, so anybody could join. But I asked my mom one day, I'm like, yo, mom, and shout out to 375 people that's in here right now. I said, yo, mom, why the fuck you keep giving your neighbor food? What's up with you? Like, you don't think I'm going to be hungry later? She like, nah, Buster, we going to eat later. It's okay, son. You got to give to certain people who's less fortunate. She was like, yo, you got to give to people who's less fortunate because God going to bless you anyway. I'm like, hey. I can't argue. I can't debate that. And she said, you know, God will bless you back when you share with others. So this is why even on Nick's Twitter, I always try to share, always try to give blessings. Shout out to my guy, Andy. What's good, Stay? I appreciate you for pulling up. Appreciate you, King. Right? And this video, I watched it earlier. I'm like, yo, this shit is so cool that they even had some shit like this. So shout out to Randle. Let me play this video real quick, man.
It's mom. Just wanted to leave you a message. All things work together for the good of those who love God. God has already provided healing for you. Your test will be your testimony. And God is still beautifying yours. Believe it, receive it, continue to walk in it. Son, you're on your way back, and I can't wait for the moment to be back in the arena cheering for you. I know you got this. I love you, son.
That was nice, man. Shout out to Randall, man. Shout out to Mama Randall, man. That's a nice ass video, man. It's a nice ass video, man. And Randall, one of those guys who I wanted him to fuck off my team. Everybody know how I felt about him. Everybody know. They knew I wanted him to get him off my team. He ball hogging, crying to the refs, pushing his teammates, slapping laptops out of fucking people's hands, this, that, and the third. But the one thing I was missing, even through all of this, was the human aspect. When you miss the human aspect of certain shit, like, it's not going to help you. You got to stop missing the human aspect of shit. And just watching that video, I'm like, oh, man. I watched it earlier and I thought about my pops. Like, every time I watch that video, I'm like, yeah. I can't wait till you get back. So salute to Randall, man, all those guys, man. That's why I said finals a bust. Because I felt like this team can get to the finals. Real talk. But back to Miami. Fuck Miami. I don't give a fuck about no Miami Heat. Fuck them. All that karma you get, you deserve it. Jimmy Butler, love Jimmy Butler. It's a thing in life called eye for an eye. You ever heard of eye for an eye? It's a thing in life called eye for an eye. You took out my man's shoulder, so your man got taken out. Now we even. That's how I play. We even. I don't feel bad at all for Miami. At all. Karma. Karma is what? It's the... I ain't gonna say the B word. Karma's a B, though. Karma is like... Karma always come back and bite you in the ass. So the Miami Heat fans who be talking crazy, like, yo, you got to chill with that tough talk, man. I be trying to tell Knicks fans that, yo, chill sometimes, man. Don't be, like, hold it down real quick. You get what I'm saying? Hold it down, man. And Randall, he tried to come back. He tried to, but you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. You know? Salute to Julius Randle, man. With that said, you know, shouts to Precious, shouts to Mitchell Robinson, shouts to fucking iHeart. You know, all of those guys, man. Who else I didn't speak about yet, man? I spoke about Dante DiVincenzo, who actually broke the three-point record from Evan Fournier. I always thought Evan Fournier was a fucking snake. Always thought he was ass, too. Even when Quentin Grimes was here. Right? I'm like, oh, shit, you know, Quentin Ntilikina. But, you know, Big Pazaz here. Oh, Andy, I spoke about OG. And, you know, I feel like OG, yes, you're right, Andy. And I feel like OG, I think you soft. Extra soft. I think you very soft. And I think you soft because you didn't play most of the games for the New York Knicks, 23 out of 50. I don't think you've ever played 82 games in the NBA season. I don't think you've played 75 games at least in the past couple of years. I think you soft. I don't think you go to the ball too. I don't think you call for the basketball a lot. Ever since Randall went down, your shot attempts need to go up. I think you soft. I think you don't like shooting the ball. I don't give a fuck about your defense. Defense cool. Love it. Defense wins championships. I respect it, but offense gets you there. So since offense gets you there, you're going to have to score, brother. Fuck your defense right now. Your defense to me is like a chopped cheese. It's like regular for me. It's regular. Because I know you dominant defensively. But can you score the ball when Jalen Brunson's getting double teamed, when he's getting trapped, when he's getting blitzed, when they're going over on the screen and two guys after they go over on the screen, they're starting to trap Brunson. Will you be able to score and get your own fucking basket when they pass you the ball? Dante DiVincenzo, will you be able to score and get your own fucking basket when Brunson gets trapped? I'm very intrigued about this. Very. Deuce McBride, will you be able to get your own shot? A lot of people got a lot of questions with Deuce McBride. And shout out to the chat. You were right about Grimes, those state. Quentin Ntilikina. I got ridiculed over that take. You remember that? Dudes was on the town like, yo, man, your take's trash and this, that, and third. Not Quentin Ntilikina. I got called miserable over that dumb shit. That's why I don't listen to none of you. A lot of y'all are like, I tooted my own horn. I tooted my own horn. You people who try to disrespect me, like, bro, you watch me. I don't watch you. You don't do as much as I do. Oh, you sell merch? I sell merch too. I give out free merch too. What that supposed to do? I write articles and shit. That's why, like, sometimes I try to stay away from certain shit, man. Dude's always Quentin Ntilikina. Everybody know Quentin Ntilikina ain't no fucking aggressive player. You know? Shout out to playoffs. R-E-N-G. Fuck Evan Fournier. That Franco. Kebab merchant. Oh, my God. Shout out to playoffs. Rare L calling OG soft, to be honest. He was ready to pound Cam Thomas like some yam, no diddy. He was. I like that. I like the fact that you pushed Cam Thomas. I like the fact that, you know, you didn't let Cam Thomas just try to goon Jalen Brunson when Brunson, he, you know, I don't expect Jalen Brunson to get up and try to push people back unless they go stupid far. But somebody else got to do it. So shout out to OG for doing that. I respect that. That's not a problem. I love gooning activity. Gooning activity is always welcome. Always. But I still think he's soft. OG don't got a bag like that. He don't. He got a regular bag, but he's athletic. And I think OG, if he taps into it, right, you want to get $140 million, $150 million, love Jaden McDaniels. OG is better. Shout out to D, man. D said this perfectly. OG Anunoby is better than Jaden McDaniels in every statistical category this season. And Jaden McDaniels got between 110 to 130, 140. OG is easily worth the money. But like Jaden McDaniels, unlike Jaden McDaniels, who already got paid, Jaden McDaniels is going to have to show his worth in this playoff series versus the Suns. He's going to have to. Just like OG and Anunoby's going to have to fucking show his worth this playoff series versus the Philadelphia 76ers. OG definitely got to work on adding a few moves to his game this summer. Dilly, shout out to you. Fuck this summer. You got to work on that shit starting Saturday. Saturday. We can't wait for that, brother. I'm not waiting no more for none of that. None. Me personally. What else, man? You know, shout outs to, you know, Banks, Chuck D, you know, 3D, Dennis Scott pulling up, man. Shout outs to everybody, man, who pulled up to the motherfucking Twitter space, man. The Twitter spaces is getting popping. You got to start somewhere. That's why I was consistent all season. I've been consistent for two straight years on Twitter Spaces post game. I'm going to need my flowers soon. I'm going to need it. Yeah, yo, D, they're going to have to show their work, brother. It's just the only difference, D, is Jonathan, you know, Jonathan got his contract before he needed to show his work. OG is about to get his contract, but he's going to have to show his worth to get that contract. Both of the motherfuckers going to have to score baskets. The motherfuckers can't come out. Yo, McDaniels can't come out in a motherfucking playoff series versus the Suns and average 12 points. Hell no. They will get swept, brother. They will get swept. OG come out versus fucking Philly, averaging 12. The Knicks going to get swept, brother. They going to get their asses clipped. He better not fucking come out and be assertive. No, motherfucker, you need to score. He needs to fucking score. That is a fact. That is a flying fact. So shout out to you, D-Man, for that knowledge, man. That is a flying fact. If Oubre guards Brunson, Hart and Dante need to make him pay. That is a fact. Y'all got to show y'all worth. Villanova boys. You got the Villanova boys pictures, right, on the side of the Philadelphia basketball arena when they won the championship in Villanova. You got Jalen Brunson picture holding up the fucking trophy right on the fucking side of the Philadelphia 76ers arena. I want smoke, man. I want that smoke. 431 people in here. I appreciate 431 people in here. It's just supporting the vibe. Anybody could join this. Anybody. Right? I already left the link in the chat. But if not, though, it doesn't matter because I can still just yap. But you know, the Knicks got a great chance to beat Philly. Then you go to the next playoff series. So the next playoff series, it would be Indiana or the Milwaukee Bucks. I would love to play the Milwaukee Bucks. It's just something telling me that they're not going to win this series. They're not. It's just something telling me that, man. It's just something telling me that. I just feel like they're not going to win this series. I don't know why. And look, shout out to the Timberwolves and Suns, man. You know, Nas Reed talking shit already. Listen, a lot of legacies on the line this year. A lot. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Joel Embiid, Paul George, James Harden. Nobody else really. But that group, they're going to have to show up in the playoffs, man. If Paul George loses in the first round, he's going to be a loser to me. I'm going to start calling him a loser. Yeah, he got a nice, pretty basketball game, but come on now. I wish Carmelo Anthony had all of this help a lot of these guys have had in their career, bro. I wish, bro. I wish Melo could have played with a prime Kawhi, man. These dudes be having so much help. 4 or 5 Hall of Famers on the same team. You still can't get out the first round. Motion. And don't get it fucked up. He playing a couple of Hall of Famers on the other side. And Luka and Kyrie. But with that Clippers team, you can't lose in the first round. So what's the narrative that's going to be there if they lose? What's that going to be like? Denver Nuggets is certified. So if they lose to the Lakers, I wouldn't really care. LeBron James legacy certified. Anthony Davis, do you got something else in? Because I don't know. Luka, no. Mm-mm. Not yet. His legacy, he's still intact right now. He hasn't accomplished something crazy to the feet where I got to get on Luka yet. He's averaging Hall of Fame, first ballot, crazy-ass numbers. But not yet for him. Kyrie Irving, certified. Certified. I don't even got to talk about Kyrie Irving. Certified. But I think Luka would be certified. If the Mavericks beat the Clippers, that'd be a failure by the Clippers, bro. You have too many Hall of Famers on that squad. Too many. So, who's this? Luka, the point guard. I know. Yo, why you? Come on, Addy. With this dumb shit, man. Anyways, who else legacies on the line? Damian Lillard. Great basketball player. Can't lose in the first round with Giannis. Well, Giannis is hurt. But I don't give a fuck. You got enough talent to get your ass out of the first round versus Indiana. No excuses for Damian Lillard. No excuses, man. A lot of these players, they be having like certain legacies, and you be like, yo, this player got to win this. And yo, man, a lot of y'all got to win. Kawhi certified. If Kawhi wins another, if he never wins another championship, it still wouldn't matter. Fuck that. Orlando too young. Jimmy Butler, no, come on, he hurt. And I never viewed Jimmy Butler as that type of player. I always, you know, Jimmy Butler gonna be, he gonna be one of those dudes. The moment he leaves Miami, he gonna win a chip. He gonna be one of those dudes. The moment he leaves, and he gonna win a chip on the downside of his career. Like he gonna be averaging like 15 points, you know, 6 rebounds. You know, he's not gonna be as dominant as he been, but he's a guy. He's gonna have to leave Miami to win a chip. You want Bam Adebayo is ass. 10 points. 10. Jason Tatum is another guy. Mister, I want to play like James Posey in the finals. But I can still give him leeway because Tatum and Brown, they're like relatively young. So I can still give him certain leeway. But a guy like Paul George, I can't give that leeway to. You've been in the NBA for far too long, brother. The time is now, Brody. The time is now. Shouts to the 466 people that's in here right now, man. I definitely appreciate y'all for tuning in. But the time is now, Brody. You got to pick that shit up, brother. Pick that shit the fuck up. And when it comes to, like, playoff basketball, and the one thing that you always want to see is your others playing well. So this is a good final segue for me to leave Knicks fans with, because we play Philly on Saturday. And, you know, Philly on Saturday, we play them at 6 p.m. I'm going to have a nice post-game space for everybody to join in. Anybody could join in, right? And when I say anybody could join in, you know, anybody could join in this space, right? Matter of fact, I don't even want to end it. I do want to ask my cousin if he do want to join the pod real quick and see if we could talk some fucking basketball with me and him. Spider needs Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if he qualifies for that yet. He's a great playoff performer. I believe he's top five in NBA history. And, you know, top five in NBA history and points per game in the NBA playoffs. Got to win, though. You got to win. And he's won a couple of playoff series, but he hasn't gotten far. So, like, he's another guy. He lose first round to Orlando. If you're Cleveland, you're going to have to think about trading him. You're going to have to think about trading him. Do I want him on the Knicks? I kind of don't want him on the Knicks. And the only reason why I don't want him on the Knicks, we got Brunson. And I don't think Brunson And that I don't think that backcourt works. You would have to have your starting five got to be Brunson, Donovan, Paul George, OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, or iHeart. Somebody who just don't need to score. Because I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that – they both need the basketball. When you got two small guards who both need the basketball, I'm good on that. A person that I do, I wouldn't mind the Knicks trading for is Jaylen Brown. I'm not going to lie. He's the person I wouldn't mind us trading for. I don't know what it is. Brown and Tatum just don't work. But that's a story for another day, right? For me to just say some crazy shit. Spider, I don't think it's – once again, Spider, Donovan, a.k.a. Donovan Mitchell, I don't think his legacy is on the line. I don't think it is. Me personally. But a lot of these NBA players, man, their legacies, right? Embiid, Durant, Booker, not necessarily Tatum, but James Harden, Paul George. I don't think Russell Westbrook even fits into this category. I don't think so, because I have so much respect and admiration for Russell Westbrook, bro. So much. I think Durant is so soft. Softest NBA superstar I've ever seen in my life. Ever. Shout out to the 480 people that's in the live stream right now. I think he's so soft, man. How do you go to a team who is up three? Hold on. Let's take it back. You and Russell Westbrook was drafted to the same team, the same basketball team, right? Y'all got to the finals when it was you, Russ, and Harden, Serge. Your stupid-ass owner didn't keep James Harden because of $5 million in salary difference, and he didn't want to pay luxury tax. You retain Russ and Kevin Durant, and they still have monster seasons. You're up 3-1 on Golden State. And you can't steal the deal? And the fact that he was up 3-1 on Golden State, and you leave OKC to join Golden State 30 days later after you lost, easily one of the weakest superstar moves I've ever seen. Probably cost LeBron a couple of championships. Like I would never respect that move. So that's why I love Russell Westbrook even more. I almost want to put him in the top 10 point guard of all time category and just place him 10th. And you tell me 10 point guards behind him that's better than him individually. You had to deal with that bullshit of his team franchise. The franchise player left and joined the team he was up 3-1 on. I will never respect Durant. Ever. Ever. That was soft, bro. That was one of the soft. Terry Clough soft. I still can't believe Durant did that bullshit. I still can't. Soft basketball player, soft individual. Like, come on. And Russell Westbrook, he won MVP, right? He had Paul George. He had Carmelo Anthony. Got knocked out in the first round. Matter of fact, I can't be – Russell Westbrook to a degree. I think it's lesser to a degree than the other guys that I'm mentioning, because I never viewed Russell Westbrook should be your team's best player to try to win the championship. Always viewed him as a championship two. But what he's done in the NBA as a one cannot go unnoticed. He is a walking Hall of Famer. I love Russell Westbrook. Love him. But I can't put him in that, I don't know, that James Harden category. I don't know. Or maybe I can. Maybe I can. Maybe I should. But for bias reasons, I'm not. Because I can't expect Russell Westbrook to win a playoff series with the talent he had around him. But James Harden, when you got prime Chris Paul, you got all those guys, you missed 27 threes. You up 3-2 on Golden State. You can't seal a deal. I got a question that. Average 30-plus in a season. You know, James Harden had one of the most historical scoring seasons we've ever seen. He's been a franchise one for many years. Supposed to get to the finals, but he couldn't seal a deal. I can't expect Russ to get to the finals with that team he had. And Russ and Harden played with each other. Harden was still the best player on that team. And he still fucking couldn't get it done. He still couldn't. So that's why I'm like, you know, like Paul George, Harden, these guys, man, dude's legacy's on the line, man. Durant, man, you can't lose to no Anthony Edwards in the first round. With a compromised Carl Anthony Towns. But they're going to lose, though. And they're going to get punched in the mouth. They're going to get punched in the mouth by Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves. I really think so. I think in the first round, I think Orlando is going to kick Cleveland's ass. Like, bad. I think it's going to be bad. I think Orlando's going to kick Cleveland's ass. And I think the Timberwolves is going to kick the Suns' ass. All over the gym, too. All over the gym. Whip they ass. All over the gym. All over the gym. Shout out to the 505 people in here, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Stay solo dolo, YouTube live stream pod tonight, man. A lot of people legacies online, man. The Knicks got the best built-in excuse I've ever seen. Once Randle went, got hurt, I was so mad a little bit. And what made me mad when Randle got hurt, I said, motherfucking Tibbs. Tibbs going to be here another season. Most likely. Because the second star or the first star, he's not here to play. Built in excuse. I'm so mad. But at the same time, you get to see your other players prosper too, right? So we're going to see Dante DiVincenzo get more shots. We're going to see what he's capable of. We're going to see what Deuce McBride is capable of after trading me and you quickly, right? What can Deuce McBride do? I'm very curious about that, right? What can Mitchell Robinson bring versus Embiid, one of the best centers in the NBA? What the fuck can you bring? Bojan, what can you bring? Can you score at a high clip? Can you give me at least 15 points per game? I'm curious. Tibbs, if Deuce McBride is not getting his own shot, can you throw in Alec Burks in there a little bit? Can you sprinkle a little Sassone on Alec Burks and bring him out there a little bit? By all means, you got to win by any means necessary, man. By any means fucking necessary, bro. And once again, shouts to the 507 people in, all the people in the chat. Shouts to Addy, man. He said, I got Dallas. Shouts to CW Flash, man. He's the one that said, I'm Spider. Man, Spider needs to step up. No excuses, man. Shouts to the chat helping me with the convo. Staying alone. Brunson stays sending Mitchell in the playoffs. Good on Spider. Yes, he do. If we make a trade, I need a tall wing or a two with athletic ability. I agree. Bring Big Paz off the bench. We can still play him 30 minutes a game, but I need a starting two that bring that pizzazz. I need some explosion in that backcourt. Brunson efficient as fuck. He played below the rim. I need somebody that play above the rim to even that out. To definitely even that out. I'll trade for Jalen Green this summer. First name that come to my mind. And I think Jalen Green CAA. And I think he's CAA. So shout outs to Jalen Green, man. But whatever the Knicks lose in these playoffs, what they need to do this summer, they gotta add a guy to this starting five. They got to. It's time. You can't wait another year. I'm not interested in draft picks walking through that door. Maybe one young wing, but you gotta find another guy. and who contract you're going to use, maybe you could possibly have Alec Burks opt in and use Alec Burks' contract as trade bait, you know, in another trade piece. Because a lot of teams, they need these first-round picks. When you look at the CBA, you can sign your team outright. As long as you draft them, as long as you got their bird rights, you could pay your team. You're going to have some fucking lethal-ass cap penalties, but you could pay your team. How do you get over those cap penalties? You consistently make the playoffs. You make finals runs, right? That brings your franchise more money. And that would want to have an owner pay consecutive years of luxury tax. You would need that. You definitely need that. We traded IQ to give Deuce more minutes. We shall see Tibbs, dumbass. Shouts to Tibbs, man. I really appreciate the 519 people that's in here right now, man. It's just such a blessing that all of you guys is in here. I would ask my cousin. He's actually walking here right now, actually. All right, so who you think gonna win in the finals? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm realistically
a fucking Lakers fan.
So, I'm gonna, by default, go with LA. But I really truly think it might be Jokic back to back again. You think the Knicks are going to the finals?
They possibly can.
Anything's possible, but I don't know how possible that one is.
He said anything's possible. Once again, the Knicks play Saturday, and shout out to the 525 people that's watching live right now. The Knicks play Saturday at 6 p.m. We play the Philadelphia 76ers. I think we're gonna kick their ass, man. I'm very confident versus Philly. I didn't want to play Orlando.
I will put
Isaiah Hartenstein on him and Mitchell Robinson and just have them play one on one and just hope to God that Embiid is just not fully healthy.
Lakers fan, nasty work.
Let nasty work.
His name is Dilly. Ayo.
Oh man. Shouts to King Ribby. He's in the chat right now. I'm driving. Yeah, appreciate you, King Ribby. You driving, motherfucker. Can you pay attention to the road? God damn. Shouts to my guy Ralph, man. Appreciate you, man. What up, State? Appreciate you, man. Can't wait to see all of you guys at the watch party. Most likely I won't be able to go to that party bus shit when they go to Philly, but I would love to be a part of that. If I could get to the party bus in Philly. But if I can't, we got to definitely do another watch party in the city. It's looking like it'll probably have to be the second round, though, honestly. So if it's the second round, I'll let everybody know. And I think Tony will let everybody know, too. For sure. But, you know, with that said, man, thank you, everybody, man. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, man. Knicks versus fucking Philly once again, 6 p.m. Saturday. We want that smoke. Ain't nobody running. Ain't nobody running. Nobody. I want that smoke. Smoke for the New York Knicks right now. See, the NBA gods, this is my thing too. And I want to say this to everybody before I leave out of here. The NBA gods is real. Don't say that they're not. Because when you do, you end up like Miami Heat, who's talking shit, putting themselves already in the playoffs versus the Knicks before they even won a fucking game. You can't do that. You can't do that. Don't do that shit. Knicks fans, we're going to stay humble. Talk humble shit. Don't talk arrogant shit. Talk humble shit. Talk that humble shit. When you talk that humble shit, God always bless us. The NBA guys always bless us. I promise you. I promise you, 500 plus in the live stream right now. 500 plus. This is nice, man. I would have never thought, like, a lot of people would actually be watching my live stream, man. It's great, man. I want y'all to keep watching. I want to keep putting out this product, man. I'm starting to treat this shit like X-Men 97, man, with they fucking Hall of Fame series. Jesus Christ, X-Men 97, keep putting out them fucking bangers. Shout outs to the chat, by the way. Shout outs to my OG, Jay at work. He was so mad at me one day. I came in. He mad at me. He like, yo, why the fuck you ain't listening to the chat, B? Why you ain't talking to the chat, man? Why you ain't worrying about the chat, man? Yo, stink, man. You know I'm old head, man. You know I'm old. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll pay attention to the chat. How do you feel about DeRozan coming off the bench next year? Very durable and mid-range assassin. How about DeMar DeRozan starting? How about him starting? Right? Can OG fill a role that Dante DiVincenzo is? I think he can. But I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know Dante the shooter. For me to take Dante from the starting lineup and actually place him off the bench, you got to give me somebody viable that's a current all-star level right now. You got to. You got to, man. All right. So, like, a guy like DeMar DeRozan, I love the fact that you bring him up, and I wouldn't mind him on the Knicks, but would he come off the bench? I don't know. I don't know, bro. He's still, like, in his prime a little bit, bro. He still got some beat by boot to him. But he would be a dangerous six, man. I ain't gonna lie. The last play I seen, like, give up big money to, like, literally win a championship, I'm talking about, like, huge money, like, huge money to win a champ, like, David West was the last person, right? David West, you know, Pelican, New Orleans Hornets, you know, all-star caliber play with Chris Paul and all that, play with Tyson Chandler and all that, all-star multiple. But David West took way less money winning a championship. I think the Knicks, we at that point where I think a player that's like all-star caliber would take a vet minimum to join the Knicks next season. Or would take the MLE to join the Knicks next season. I think that's very interesting to talk about. Not yet, though. Right? We in the playoff run right now. Fuck that right now. But during the offseason, we definitely going to talk about that. We definitely going to talk about that, man. Definitely, man. We got to make sure we talk about everything this summer and look at all avenues. The only avenues I'm not exploring, I think the Villanova boys, I think they should be safe. I think Randall should also be safe from any trades. And I also love Deuce McBride, man. I think he should be safe, man. You always need a valuable backup guard who makes that type of money, who knows the system. You need one of those type of guys. I think everybody else is, you know, up for debate. But let's get it rocking, man. Let's get it rocking, man. Shout out to the New York Knicks. Crunchy time. The hell with Philly. We in Philly cheesesteak. Paul Reed talking to – why is Paul Reed talking like that? Yo, we going to see Philly soon, man. Once again, man. I appreciate all Knicks fans who joined this. You know, this I give the grace to God, man. All glory to God for having like 500 plus people, 548 people who's watching me right now. Solo Dolo podcast. Got nobody with me today. I also wanted to give Knicks fans a treat. You know, last couple of pods, you know, if you listen to the pod audios, you notice I've been putting this straight to YouTube. Live streams on the audio pods. I wanted to get people to get back in tune with just listening to me and one person and speaking. I love the Twitter spaces. I'll start putting those back up during the summer. I'm gonna definitely put up the space
and I'm put it as a classic, you know, the space that Lloyd Banks came up and spoke in. I'm definitely going to put that up on Spotify. I'm going to put the fucking space that shout outs to Chuck D. Shout outs to D. Right. I know he would love that space on Spotify and all of this audio shit. So shout outs to D, man. I'm going to definitely have that on Spotify, but I'm not going to put it up yet. But I'm going to leave that as a classic till after the playoffs and all of that. But once again, shout outs to everybody who's tuning in. Monday, you know, special show. Monday, I think I have Lee. Shout outs to Lee Valentine, man, comedian, came to the liquor store, met my pops. Right. I think we got some video of my pops in the liquor store. So I can't wait to see that, you know. But Lee Valentine, man. I got him coming on the show on Monday. Can't wait till you come on to the show. Such a blessing to have these people on the show, man. I'm trying to get Alan Hahn. I'm trying to get Brandon Scoop B. You know, I'm gonna definitely get Banks. Don't worry, I'm gonna get Banks on here soon, man. I'm gonna try to get everybody. Shout out to Anthony MSG. We just had a conversation recently, and he's gonna come back. You know, come back to the liquor store, man. But once again, man, shout out to everybody who tuned in to this live stream, man. 551 people. What more can I say, man? Shout out to D, man. Love King. Yeah, man. That was a great space by D, man. It's crazy because I was so excited yesterday. Like, I just started a space. Like, I wasn't even paying attention to Twitter. And I just started the space like, yo, this shit is exciting. Like, now I can face Philly. I ain't got to. And fucking D text me. He like, yo, man, y'all started a space? I'm like, I bet. So let me just get my initial thoughts out of my space, and then I come to yours. Don't worry. You know, I didn't even have to text him that. Like, I'll pull up, man. Don't worry. Let me just give me like 30 minutes and let me scream at people in my space. And I go on there. It's fucking, fuck, you get Chuck D pulling up. Fucking, you know, Banks. Shout out to Banks. Banks pulled up. You got a conversation between Chuck D and Lloyd Banks, New York. 3D, Dennis Scott. We got to have Dennis Scott got to come up to the space, bro. Hey, I got about 10 questions for him. I got a whole catalog. Yo, I got a whole catalog of questions for him. I ain't going to hold you up. That would have been an epic one. But, you know, shouts to Fred Wines and Liquor. Shouts to my grandfather creating this black-owned space, man, since the 70s, man. Immigrant coming to America. Ghanaian, man. Shouts to everybody, man, who's an immigrant. Shouts to everybody, man. Appreciate the love from everybody, man. With that said, it's your boy State. Gotta get out of here, man. Y'all have a blessed night, man. Love your families, love your loved ones. Call your family members too, man. Make sure they safe. You know, check on them once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call my cousin tomorrow. I'm gonna call my cousin DP tomorrow. I'm gonna call my other cousin Ben tomorrow, man. I'm gonna call them, man. But shout out to these people who are, you know, thriving everywhere, man. Thriving everywhere, man. Such a blessing. Kai, I see you. Naga, I see you. I see you. I'm going to have you back on the show, man. We definitely going to talk soon. I seen it. It's a big fight coming up soon. Big fight coming up soon. I see you. Yeah, my cousin is fucking disgusting. He's a fucking Lakers fan. Fucking disgusting. Keep that. I'm thriving, man. I'm trying, brother. You know, Trevor B, Suns reporter, 3D, and my boy Andrew from SiriusXM. Yeah, shouts to Andrew from SiriusXM. He was mad cool too. What's this, man? Salute to them. He's a Lakers fan. Cuzzo, they still talking about you being a fucking Lakers fan. They is not amused at that shit at all.
when was riddle me this? Let me ask. Because you guys are on this podcast. When was the Knicks' last championship ring? Okay. Well, you guys have a good night. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, take everything. Feel me? I appreciate that. You had a few stars, too, by the way. So it's not the whole thing. If y'all want to have a debate about it, we can. If you want to eliminate the bubble ring, that's fine. But prior to that, when was the last Knicks championship ring? And I'm from New York, too, by the way. But State himself is lost for words, as many of you are in the comments.
You could call me Yao, sir.
Yeah, you're right.
You can only call me my African name. Yeah, that's right. Yo, you stupid. Hey,
face. What he said, how Gabe Vincent working out for you?
I just need that one question answered first.
Eddie is one on one, bro. He always.
I don't know if that's racial or not.
Nah, it's not racial. It's not racial. Nah, it's not, bro. I promise you, bro. Eddie, my guy, he cool, bro. Oh God, what it is? A lot of players I shit on. A lot of them light skin. So they always get at me about that shit. But Eddie laughed. My cousin, hey, why the fuck you say that shit out of nowhere? But I appreciate everybody who's tuning in, man. This was a great pod tonight, solo dolo. 568 people. Such a blessing. My cousin earlier before I even started the podcast, hey man, should I record today? He's like, yeah, fuck it, why not? So that's why you see me today. With that said, I will see all of you lovely Knick fans at the fucking watch party. If I'll see you at the watch party, right? Not the watch party, at the bus ride. If I'll see you at the bus ride, I'll see you at the watch party because I know we're gonna have a watch party. The bus ride, this shit too outlandish for me, man. Yo, man, Eddie, man, great show as always. Appreciate you, Eddie. Appreciate you, man. With that said, let me get out of here. Time for me to go, right? Gotta close the business down. And once again, Fred's Wines and Liquor, please support Black business, right? Anybody who wants to talk business, liquor business, or anything, you holla at your boy, man. You want to do a taste testing and shit like that? Holla at your boy. We don't know until you hit me the fuck up. We not gonna know at all.
No, so go Knicks. Go Knicks.
You know what? Let me get out of here, man. Peace and blessings. I'ma holla at y'all, man. Go God Knicks. Bless. Go Knicks. The fuck off.